Hey, everybody. Jeff Prather here on the Prather Point in the Perfection Auto Works Studios, KVOI.com, AM 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk. Great to be back with you. I am feeling much better. Thanks for all the prayers and support. And really exciting, explosive show. So I appreciate Maurice and everybody else who have kind of prepped you for that. I've been doing my homework. But first, let me mention that you guys should definitely stop in and see Mike Emery at Perfection Auto at 1046 North Beverly. He's at 323-8650. My first sponsor didn't even know me, liked what I was doing, liked what I was supporting, and took a chance on me. And I so appreciate that. So that's the best Auto Works place in town. And also checking out Doug at Diamondback Shooting Sports. Known him a long time. Sent a lot of folks to him for guns and gear. A lot of his people now I taught. His gunsmith I taught to shoot. His trainer. I did advanced training. Ben was already a 82nd Airborne veteran, but gave him a lot of special ops shooting training. Great guys there. Great gear. So make sure you stop in and see those folks. So a lot of stuff happening, really important stuff happening, but busy weekend for me. I had a private self-defense class yesterday in the dojo. You know, so the dojo's been around for 29 years. It's bujinkanusa.com, B-U-J-I-N-K-A-N. USA.com. That means Warrior Spirit School. It's authentic ninjutsu. I've been with the Grandmaster for 34 years. I've been in martial arts for 50 years. Been in town for 29 years. Had a lot of students get up, grow up, and become doctors, lawyers, police officers, military officers, intelligence officers. I even had kids grow up and get married from the dojo. So that's still going strong. More kids coming in all the time. Adults coming in, a lot of parents, moms and dads training with their kids, which happened with me when I started, which is really cool. Back in 1967, I was afraid to join the football team. And so my dad didn't say anything. He just decided to take me to a karate dojo, and the rest is history. And then after that, had a Huchul medicine man and his wife over for dinner with my adopted Apache son. And medicine person, there's lots of different kinds of native or indigenous or Athachan folks. And there are singers that do ceremonies. There are so many specialists. And then there's kind of like, you'd call them like herbologists or something like that. But that was a real nice experience. And this morning I taught a horsemanship lesson to one of my students who have been with me for like 20 years. His little girl was over for a native horsemanship lesson. And that's very different than English or Western riding, because we say we are related to the horse. We're the two-legged in the native tradition, and they're the four-legged, but we are related because we're all from the creator. We're all creations of the creator. So there, it's about connecting with the horse. It's not about using bits or spurs or pain or force. And it's really, it looks like magic if you've never seen it. For non-natives, you would call it horse whispering. And you look at the traditions of Buck Brenneman and Roy Hunt, John Lyons, guys like that. But that was really cool. And so it's a lot of stuff happening. And next week, our Kids Ninja Camp kicks off every summer that we are doing that. And of course, got Warrior School going on still. We have our handgun martial arts class every Wednesday night. It's an off range class. And we had our chaplaincy service today. And I was just talking with John there about the silliness of bureaucratic religion, oftentimes how bureaucrats love to take the genius of spirituality and make it banal and trivialize it and make it ridiculous. You got to laugh because otherwise you'd cry, right? Yeah. So, not that I'm criticizing, but we're just kind of comparing notes about that. But a lot of people don't get that. But Yeshua, which means Joshua, or you can say Josh for short, which is actually Jesus's name, not Jesus. He wouldn't turn around if you had said that. You'd have to say Yeshua or Yeshua or Yeshua or Yesh something like that is God's salvation or God save. Always made it a big point to criticize the religious bureaucrats of his time, and now they rebuilt those right away, and always praise the enemy, the centurion for faith, or the outside the box, the more tribalistic, the Samaritans who went to the mountains, but then everybody turns around and then says, oh, the native people, that's all heathen, pagan, savage, or they just miss that all the time. It's just amazing to watch that happen. But anyway, I digress on that. It's great to be back with you. It's great to be coming back to health. But if you're interested in that, go to christchaplaincy.com. There's a couple of my sermons up there. You can click on them. I just had somebody click on one and say, oh, I really liked your take on Pentecost. And that was nice. And you can check out my book, Initiation, My Journey with Apache Medicine Man. Boys Are Born, Men Are Trained, up on Amazon. Good book. Kind of funny watching me screw up when I was young. Not that I'm still not screwing up. But a lot to cover today, so I hope you are paying attention. I know some of you soldiers, spies, and cops are paying attention. So howdy, brothers and sisters out there. And I guess last thing is, if you want to fund the show, go to gogetfunding.com, pray through point. If you like the show, fund the show. I'm not, nobody owns me. I say what I want. So I'm not in anybody's pocket. You know, I was a major, I retired as a major. I always say a major pain in the butt in the Army, because I would always speak my mind. And that's what I still do. I expected to do that as a good intelligence officer. And now I'm your intelligence officer. So when I was a soldier, I was protecting the country. That's the main job. Law enforcement, trying to stop chemical slavery. Intelligence officer, trying to stop that ahead of time. And now those institutions are very, very corrupted. And you've heard me talking about that quite a bit. So why I'm doing this is because I want to get the truth out to you, because the paradigm is completely changed. There's no longer the big three networks out there. Paper media is fading. They're no longer able to control the narrative. And there's nothing new about them trying to control the narrative. And so conservatives and conservative Christians and everything, don't think any of this is new. You know, the narrative blacks, Africans, were not human beings or not smart enough to be on their own has certainly, that was a lie, and that was a big lie. The fact that the new world was new and there were no towns, fields, roads, cities here, that was a lie. And all those were lies. It's just that these are the new lies. We shouldn't forget those sins. We should acknowledge those lies, although lots of people still don't. But it's important to acknowledge those lies and see the truth, and also look at the truth now. So that's the first point. So of course, and I just laugh when I'm looking at the news, because it's just such ridiculous propaganda. And so the big story this week is Iran, we're going to war with Iran. We're not going to war with Iran. It's not happening. Of course, President Obama did give a couple $1 billion cash, and we still don't know where that came from. The previous administration ran drugs, ran guns, and ran cash. Multiple covert operations in Mexico, in Libya, and in Syria. But we're not going to Iran, but that's the story. And so why is that the story? That's the story because They don't want you to listen to the real story. And so now it's coming out, even with some CNN commentator who Trump sits down, very transparent, sits down with one of those guys. No, I didn't reverse it. It was going to go, but I stopped it. There were not planes in the air. That was the story that was coming out. That is not the case. But they don't want you to hear the real story. And I'll tell you what the real story is, because the real story is pretty mind-blowing right after this break. We'll be right back with you. This is Jeff Prather on The Prather Point, 1030 AM, KVOI.com, Perfection Auto Works Studios. Jeff Prather on The Prather Point, The Perfection Auto Works Studios, right back with you. So, why is the media so focused on Iran all of a sudden? And why did Trump cancel his mission? Because, hey, they shot down an unmanned drone. We didn't kill anybody. They didn't kill anybody, so I didn't want to kill anybody. Maybe 100, 150 was the collateral damage. The smart stuff is not that smart. And you didn't hear, but also Iran refused to shoot down one of our Orion spy planes as well. So he's actually de-escalating. So the media wants you to get into this Iran thing, and they want Trump drawn into that too, so you won't pay attention to real issues. You know, did you hear that Kerry was just about 6 months ago in Iran and talking violations of the Logan Act, saying, nah, don't listen to Trump. And of course, they also talked about the Iran deal. There is no deal. There was never any deal. Obama just gave them the $1 billion cash. There was no treaty. It was not ratified by Congress. And they didn't even sign the agreement. There was never a deal. So they're breaking it. Obama was just obsessed with that because Valerie Jarrett's parents were State Department folks in Iran. Iran's the one who sponsored the Benghazi hit on our ambassador. But if they cared, what about Specialist Miguel Holmes, who was killed in action in May? What about Private First Class Michael Thompson, Specialist Michael Osadio, Specialist Rhina Riley, Sergeant Alan Miller, Corporal Robert Hendricks, Sergeant Benjamin Hines, Sergeant First Class Chris Sletman, killed in action in April? What about Specialist Joe Collette, Specialist Sergeant First Class Will Lindsay, Sergeant Holly Balinski, Specialist Jackson Johnson, killed in March, Sergeant Zach Beal, Sergeant Cameron Maddock, CW4, Chief Warrant Officer Jonathan Farmer, Senior Chief Shannon Kent, KIA in January. Didn't hear about them. Those are our heroes, KIA, this year. But now they're making a big story about a drone. They're covering their tracks because Kerry was recently there. But remember, I also said Obama was recently in Italy because Trump went over to Italy. And why is that important? Because Ms. Food, who is mentioned over and over in the Mueller report, was saying that Ms. Food was a Russian agent. But it's turning out that Ms. Food was an allied Five Eyes, the five allied countries' intelligence agencies. And they remember I said that Italy has just fired their five intelligence chiefs because they're going to cooperate with the Trump administration on Barr's and Durham's investigation of the predicate for the spying on Trump. Because it just came out again this week that Hillary's campaign didn't get the same kind of briefing that Trump's campaign got. We already know. There's two different, that's why I say the Republic has fallen. There's two different standards. So Matteo Salvini, who just won the major share of power in the Italian elections, is a big Trump fan. And he just won. So what's he doing? He's reducing illegal immigration in Italy. So you may not know this, you got to look at a map, but Libya is right across there, and that's been flooding in Italy, and he is stopping that. And that's making him a big success. And so Trump is coordinating with him on that. And Obama was running over there. And of course, the propaganda press was falling all over themselves saying, oh, Obama's, everybody loves him. No, Obama was over there, I believe, secretly trying to do damage control because these things are falling apart. Salvini has cut illegal immigration by closing the ports. It's the maritime equivalent of building a wall. And by the way, we also talked about citizen patriots building the wall in El Paso, where that's where the DEA, El Paso Intelligence Center is. They raised $23 million. They're building it on their own. It's working great. They're not waiting for the Congress, because the Congress and the House have been bought off, both sides. And this is what they don't want you paying attention to. They want you talking about Iran and supposedly Trump making mistakes or being indecisive because of what's happening. Europe is, again, America is starting to lead the world, as we should. As we did in World War II, we saved Europe. And now you're starting to see, what's England want? Brexit. They went out of that crap. Italy, same. And we're also seeing that in Mexico. And you're not going to hear about that. But that's the so-called Mexican deal. And again, the left and the propaganda press saying, oh, well, that deal, all those things were really in place. Oh, really? Okay, if it was really in place, show me where. Show me when that stuff was put in place. They're lying to you. It wasn't in place. He should get the Nobel Peace Prize for this. I have worked from the American to Mexico border to the Mexican-Guatemalan border, Mexico City. I've worked at the highest levels and the lowest levels, and I've worked it on all kinds of levels. A senior Mexican official who requested anonymity said that 3 weeks ago, there were about 4,200 migrants arriving at the U.S. That number is down to 2,600. It's halved. Trump's policies are working. Because he doesn't have to be bought off. He was already rich. It's working. It is a success. So now they're starting to keep the people in Mexico. And Mexican government just also said that they rescued 800 migrants packed into semi-trailers, calling the operation a message that authorities are getting serious about combating human smuggling. Foreign Affairs Secretary Marcelo Ebrard said more than 150 of the 785 migrants found inside the double trailers of four semis of this, were children. Now, pay attention, because this is going to tie into everything else I'm going to talk about today. So the next thing Ebrard says, and again, this is Ebrard, who is the Foreign Affairs Secretary, is we can't allow human trafficking. So on a show probably back in 2013, 2014, on another show, in fact, I think that guy's on right now on another station, don't change, listen to me, okay, is I was saying that when Obama was letting all these kids come up from these countries, because I worked in all these countries, that Obama's government were pimping kids. 35% of these kids are not DNA related to those bringing them up. And the best thing that could happen is for them to do terrible work in the fields. The worst thing is unthinkable. And that is now being proven out. And Mexico is saying that they're going to make this effort. Mexico is choosing to not lose billions of dollars that Trump would bring on tariffs. They're going to choose legitimate money over the money of the cartels. Trump is, in effect, making them choose between the United States' legitimate market and the cartel money. This is huge. This will go back later on. Remember I said this. This will be a historic moment. This is like when I was extraditing the first Mexican cartel leader and the DEA attacked me because they had the Sinaloan cartel deal. That was a game changer. And so they had to stop it because they were being paid off. So this is huge. This is really significant. And this is why they don't want you to pay attention to this. And Ebrard's comments came out as Mexico continued to roll out deployment to the southern border of the National Guard, militarized as police force. And they're saying they're spreading those National Guard out, and they're going to disrupt migrant smugglers and protect migrants. Now, granted, there's still huge amounts of dope. My biggest marijuana seizure over in Animas, New Mexico, was 10,000 pounds of marijuana. Yeah. my biggest, before that it was 4,000 pounds of cocaine. Yeah. So, and that was, you know, 15 years ago. So there are still huge amounts coming in. But what they do with drugs is they cut them, okay, they multiply, but the drugs use up, and then you eventually use up the addict too, and they die. And so then you have to addict their children. That's what crack was. And that's why the penalties were so hard. Crack was designed by, you got to think of the cartels like as Cheerios and ad executives. And I made crack when I was in DEA school at the FBI Academy. It was simply made immediately addicting, and they gave out samples, and then you addict those kids until they grow up and die, and then you addict their kids. And this is all against the black community too. The CIA started this, just like abortion was about eugenics against the black community. So black liberals are still buying this lie. It's ridiculous that they are. But Mexico is pushing to lower the number of Central American migrants arriving at the U.S. border, and President López Obrador's administration has promised to reduce the flow in order to head off the tariffs. And Ebrard said last Saturday's human smuggling incident in Veracruz was a rescue because the migrants could have suffocated inside the trailers. Now, listen to the detail. He said each of the migrants was paying $3,500 to be smuggled to the United States, and some paid $5,000. It was a second attempt. He estimated the entire value of the truck's caravans, human cargo, at more than $3.5 million. But see, when it's slavery, you don't use up the drugs, and you get to use up the human beings because they don't have that kind of money. So what happens? Wherever they go, hopefully a migrant field, but unthinkably into a rape house or a rape field. And I'm talking the United States, folks. Then they're working that off. It's like the old song Maurice played, you load 16 times, I owe my soul to the company store. That's what's going on here. It's horrible. But Trump is changing that dynamic, and Mexico has agreed to begin to change that dynamic. That will change all of Central America and eventually change all of South America. And those are great people there. And when they finally get legitimate governments, and when we finally get all of our government back, Central and South America are just going to take off, because those are hardworking, religious, family-oriented people with tons of natural resources, and they're great. I have been at the heads of those states. I have been in the little champas and the villages. I've lived with the soldiers, the Honduran soldiers, and when that finally happens, that's really going to change everything. And going on down to Guatemala just had elections last weekend too. Guatemala is directly below Mexico. I've worked Guatemala. Almost got killed in a volcano in Guatemala. That's a great story. That's the stupidest thing I've ever done. The most dangerous thing. Anyway, for those of you who know that story. But it's a runoff election, but it looks like the former vice president, Sandra Torres, is leading in that runoff. And guess what she's for? Addressing the driving forces of migration with public investment in infrastructure, health, education, and small-scale agriculture. Planning an economic wall. So listen closely. Italian winner says, sea wall. Guatemala says, economic wall. Mexico puts people on their southern border. Law enforcement wall. America is beginning to lead the world back to our ethics through our Judeo-Christian native roots again. And that's why they don't want you to hear this. They want you to talk about a drone shot down in Iran. I've run over. We'll get to our next break. Got even more. And now I'm going to show you how that's been affecting the United States when we come back. Really exciting stuff. Pay attention. We'll be right back. This is Jeff Prayeth on the Prayeth Point. Back right with you after this break in the Perfection Auto Works studios. Jeff Prayeth on the Prayeth Point in the Perfection Auto Works studios. Back with you for the second half of the hour. So that's what's really important, is besides killing ISIS, cutting taxes, dropping unemployment for people of color to lowest ever, is Donald Trump is resetting the immigration issue. And that resets the economic issue. And I'll do a future show on that, because that's a whole nother subject, because it's all really about the money. But I'm going to switch to how this fits in. So remember that you heard the Mexican foreign secretary talking about it's really slavery. It's human slavery. It's sex trafficking. It's child trafficking. And I'm explaining that. Just like drug use, drug addiction is chemical slavery. So now I'm switching tracks to the Brooklyn Federal Courthouse last Wednesday morning. And jurors have, pay attention now, have just finished, they have found everybody guilty on the NXIVM, that's N-X-I-V-M, NXIVM, cult leader Keith Raniere on child trafficking. Now, you may recall, whatever the left accuses you of, they're actually doing. So it's a joke. It's a joke with my longtime students. Is, well, you know, you're in a cult. Like, yeah, there I went in. Where's the compound? I'm tired of it out here. Because there was some guy who wore, I can't remember his name, used to wear black contacts, and he was obsessed with me for years and trying to call me a cult. Which is funny because the biggest client of Warrior School was the U.S. military and the U.S. intelligence community. But you know, that's that online facade, fake reality that they're always trying to push, and that's what the propaganda press is trying to push, and DEA tried to push against me. Of course, it never worked, never happened, and it's the same thing they tried to do with Donald Trump. Remember the crazy thing about the, I'm not even going to mention it, it's too crude, with the prostitutes and Trump, with the voiding, and that turned out to be phony completely. But really, it's whatever they are accusing you of, they're actually doing. I've learned that the hard way. But this big trial is hitting all kinds of big league folks. It's hitting the Seagram's heiress. It's hitting all kinds of TV stars. And again, we're coming back to all these left-wing, extreme, far-left, radical supporters. So Raniere has been found guilty of violating young, illegal, immigrant girls from Mexico. So this ties in. And now for you deep staters who know Q, and Q is kind of the military intelligence, kind of the Flynn stuff on 4chan, 8chan. This is really complicated that you guys may not be aware of. And Pepe and all the Q signs. They're starting to ban the Q signs from the Trump rallies, by the way. All that stuff that Q has been saying is coming true. So basically, on the short end of that is the DOJ is totally corrupt. We know that. Intelligence community is totally corrupt. So what do we got? We got the military still standing fast, and we got the military intelligence, what I used to do, still standing fast. So the defendant tapped into a never-ending flow of women and money. He was a crime boss with no limits and checks on his power. Evidence shows how the NXIVM, N-X-I-V-M, sex cult, illegally raised money for, wait for it, the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign. Oh, John's shaking his head. Are you looking this stuff up, John, as I'm blowing John's mind here. Oh, yes, and I'm getting text. Oh, holy crap. Yes. And they were active members, and they were involved with Kristen Gillibrand and Chuck Schumer. They even made child porn featuring Mexican child sex slaves. These are monsters. This is horrible. The FBI agent, Special Agent Megan Reese, a lady FBI agent, presented more than 12 images of child pornography allegedly produced by NXIVM cult leader Keith Raniere in Raniere's trial Thursday at the Brooklyn Federal Courthouse. A former NXIVM sex cult slave named Daniela testified, noting that she joined the cult at age 16. And unfortunately, that's not the youngest. The alleged visa and immigration fraud involved in Daniela's years with the cult underscores the extent to which NXIVM had deep connections to powerful people in Mexico, including Emiliano Salinas, the son of the former Mexican president. Remember, how I ended up being, I went from a hero working one of the biggest cases in DA to a zero, getting fired 1 year from retirement with all kinds of allegations. In fact, they're still out there on the internet floating around. They're supposed, they're phony court documents saying, oh, he did this and he did that. They're phony. They're not court documents. And just like Mueller modified the stuff, that stuff is modified to, because if you got to stop the message and you can't stop the message, you got to stop the messenger. And this is what they do all the time, and they've been doing this for a long time. And so the witness described how she was given a fake ID by the sex cult, had traumatizing experiences, had to stay over Christmas. And of course, the big thing that you'll see is the human branding. They were branding them like cattle. So this so for those of you deep staters who really know, and when we're talking about deep state, we're really talking about the intelligence community, the deep state intelligence community. We're starting to talk about Majestic and Ultra and very deep stuff that I'm probably not going to get into here. I don't have enough time to get into there and psyops and vectors of that. But Nixon had the financial records of Chuck Schumer and Hillary Clinton's emails. Again, anything I put out here, you can look up. But they don't want you to have these dots connected. They also got the financial records of six judges. So as we see, remember when Obama messed up the oath? I'm not saying it was Roberts, but you've seen, remember I've said, the FISA court judges, they're not holding anybody in contempt for what's going on. This includes the heiress of the Seagram company, Claire Brothman. She passed, when she found out all about this stuff, she passed out. And they allegedly implanted keylogger viruses on the father of her late on the computer of her late father, Edgar Bronfman Sr., so officials with Nixon Corporation could secret and monitor his emails, including his exchanges with world leaders and Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Now, remember, there's more emails that just disappeared. Now, you may say, Jeff, you're just too far out there. This is federal court. Just like I said, remember I said the DEA was stopping my extradition of the Sinaloan cartel leader. Niebla Zambada trial, look it up. DEA raised their hand, federal court. Yes, we had a deal with the Sinaloan cartel. And so Bronfman funneled thousands of dollars into the Clinton campaign coffers to curry favor. And so some of you won't be surprised, because those of you who are really deep staters know all the rumors about Bohemian Grove and the it's hard for me to even talk about the fetuses coming from Thailand for sacrifice. But let's just go to something that made the mainstream media. Anthony Weiner was married to Uma Ebadine. Uma Ebadine was Hillary's right-hand gal. Anthony Weiner was convicted of child sex crimes. And his laptop had classified emails. So tell me how this doesn't tie in. It all ties in. It's all verifiable. They're just trying to cover it up. They want you to talk about it. They want you thinking about some drone that Iran, that we're not going to war with. Trump's all against endless war and endless Middle Eastern war. He's always been against that. But they certainly don't want you to hear that Europe is starting to take Trump's lead with in Italy and in Europe and in France, Yellow Vest. I forgot the Yellow Vest. And in Mexico and Guatemala, they're taking Trump's lead. They don't want you thinking about that. They want you thinking about some stupid drone. But again, I just went over all of our American military heroes that have been killed in action this year. And had you heard any of those names, John? No. So, but that would those names would certainly be more important. And a lot of those guys were Green Berets, Rangers, special operators. Not that everybody isn't. It's at 0.5% of the American population, everybody's elite. But they don't want you aware of this. And So now, how is this happening? This is happening because remember, the Dems do this whole fake Russian thing, which has been proved a hoax, and then Mueller did the big hoax, and that's been proved a hoax. And every week somebody else proves that six ways to Sunday that's a hoax. But meanwhile, Trump's security guy, remember there were lots of assassination attempts, he had his own guys, and he had Keith Schiller, the NYPD detective, who quietly left, and now we're starting to see all of these indictments come forward. We're seeing them come forward in education, left-wing education, left-wing Hollywood, and in the left-wing media. And it's all starting to fit together. So I hope that makes sense. So that is starting to come out, and I'm running over again. So we'll get to the final segment. I've forgotten to put out the call in 520-790-2040. It's a really important show. Pay attention. I hope you're following it. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point. Back right with you. Jeff Prather, the Prather Point, 520-790-2040. Back with you. So Parlato is, Richard Parlato, he's a guy, he's turning state's evidence against the NXIVM cult. And he's saying that he had done work down there in Arkansas, met with guys who had connections to then government, Governor Clinton. And he's saying that they turned this whole thing into this monstrous, horrible cult, a real cult, a real sex cult. But I got to laugh because that's what they used to accuse me of. It's a joke with my students now because, you come into my dojo, it's full of kids and parents and teachers. But I do want to say, Mark, I see you on the phone, I'm going to give you a second, is this does tie into the Rothschilds, of course, go to the Bilderberg conference, one of the richest families in the world. We do have a mayor named Rothschild, doesn't appear to be any connection there. And they also are saying that this may tie into this Cemex, which is a Mexican concrete company that is in Tucson. Now, we certainly do have child sex trafficking in Tucson from Nogales. There's no doubt about it. I worked there for 10 years. But there is a story from last year about this snuff site and everything, and there are legitimate former special operations guys out there. Hi to my brothers who are doing that, but there is a group out there that was making sensational claims. I happen to know the guy. He's ex dev group, and those claims were not proved. And I don't want to really say bad things. I don't like to say bad things about people. I just let people say bad things about me. But there's no evidence that there is that direct connection to Mayor Rothschild. He's a leftist. Of course, the government's falling apart. We have crime all over the place. But that child sex ring that was supposedly out there, there was no evidence. I've talked to some of the TP officers that were out there, and any real law enforcement officer would do something about that. But anyway, but everything else I've said is true. Anyway, Mark, welcome to the program. You're on the air.
Yeah, another great big thank you for your show today. And I just wanted to also ask about or bring up this topic of comparing Trump to JFK, Kennedy. And while Trump has been in office about 6 months longer than Kennedy was, but to me, I think Trump has done far more, has achieved much more for the American population than Kennedy did in nearly the same amount of time, with the adversity that Trump has had to deal with the Congress basically being totally against him, well, very much against him, including people who should be on his side. And with Kennedy, he had the entire Congress with him.
Mark, you are so cool. Honey, if you're listening, I don't talk to Mark before the show or anything, because this is so funny, because my wife's always asked me, what are you going to talk about? I'm like, you'll see. But she's asked me, so we started to talk about the Kennedy assassination, JFK. And so, It's not like the CIA and the FBI hasn't done this before, right?
Right.
JFK assassination. Because what was JFK? Well, JFK, first of all, people say, he's going to get us out of the Vietnam War. No, he wasn't. He gave the Green Berets their Green Berets. He started the SEALs. He's ready to go to nuclear war. JFK was not a peacenik. PT-109. JFK was, hey, let's go. That's total crap. Right. But JFK and did want to take us off of the, get us back to the gold standard. There's people who study this much more than me, but he was trying to kill Castro. Castro trying to kill him. Probably CIA involved there to stop nuclear war. Mafia in there too. I can tell you that I have an intelligence officer friend who got a call after that who said it was Jackie. You can look up and say, yeah, there's stuff on the web about Jackie. There's even some photographic evidence that looks like that. But it isn't like. And then the brain is basically missing. The coffin changes. It was a sheet, and then there's a body bag. The brain's gone. They put fragments of the bullets on the X-ray. So now the technology doesn't let them cover it up as much. But have they done this before? Yes, they have. But the good news is, they ain't getting away with it, folks. I mean, I know you're frustrated. I know everybody wants, when's Hillary going to jail? There's 8 indictments. Durham there's a grand jury that's happening. Uber is finishing up. Things are happening. They're not going to publicize it because they don't want to draw any attention to it. But that stuff is happening. But there is a great analogy. And Mark, you are really excellent because I always say my senior students, when they start to demonstrate the move that I was going to teach next, that they're following. So you are like my really good student because this is exactly where I was going to go with JFK. So this has been done in the past. The intelligence community and the DOJ, Hoover, J. Edgar, done this stuff before. Not the military. The military, and actually... even the movie, you ever see 7 Days in May with Kirk Douglas? It's about, supposedly a coup with the military. Burt Lancaster, Kirk Douglas, good movies, just a drum sequence, black and white. But it's not the military who's going to do the coup. It was the DOJ and the IC. And you could make the analogy that they did the same thing with JFK. And JFK was at odds with Hoover and the CIA. JFK was a vet, combat vet, PT-109. See the pattern?
Yep. And now JFK also, reduced taxes and created a economic boom.
JFK would not be in the Democratic Party today. No
That's
way.
Right.
In fact, Fort Bragg, it's the JFK Special Warfare Center, SWIC. That's where you go to school. So I went to SOT, well, not there, but I mean, you go through there. Yeah. But go ahead.
And JFK was I'll call him a moral deprivate.
That's why people, so I'm just telling you my direct source, well, not direct, secondhand source, but there's a mentor. Mel, if you're listening, talking about you. Somebody who mentored me through my met him in SF and mentored me through my career and then mentored me into while we were both law enforcement and then into the intelligence, he has said that Jackie had done it because did she have a reason to do it? Yeah, all the infidelities, Marilyn Monroe in the White House and all that. Certainly,
and
she had motive.
Many more, right.
Yeah. So, there's another interesting twist here. Now, everything I've said up to now, you can go and look up yourself. Okay. But now I'm going to talk about rumor intelligence. So, if you follow closely Q, and you look at the 8chan stuff, and you're following all that stuff, which is that's a deep dive and too deep for most people. But it looks like Trump is signaling that there's some big announcement coming out around Independence Day. And there are credible sources, and this is going to sound crazy, that think that, is it Robert Kennedy Jr.? I forget the guy's name. Supposedly he died in a plane crash. What's his name?
Right. Robert Kennedy.
Robert Kennedy Jr.
Yeah.
Is not dead.
Oh,
there's a lot of people who say he has been showing up at Trump rallies. There's a lot of video up there. And there's a lot of people say that because he and Trump were friends. And there's a lot of folks saying that he's going to roll him out. And remember, Trump tried to do what with the CIA classified JFK assassination stuff? Declass. What did they do? They did not. They refused. So the deep state swamp, and that's really the intelligence community, and the FBI is part of the intelligence community, is really scared because the indictments are coming, and he's going to start rolling this stuff out, and supposedly there may be something big like that happening coming up on July 4th. So that's pretty cool. So you were a perfect segue there.
Okay.
So was there something else? I got to go quick. I'm running out of time.
Yeah, I think that would actually be John F. Kennedy Jr.
John F. Kennedy Jr. Thanks. Yeah. Yeah.
President Kennedy's son.
So this is all good news because, you know, I do say our republic has fallen, but the revolution to restore our republic has begun. And that's not Trump. That began with the Tea Party and us under the Obama administration, and we are bringing it back. So this is good news because they're not going to get away with it, okay? We are going to take back our country. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point, the Perfection Auto Works Studios. Back with you next week. God bless.